Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Several state lawmakers say Massachusetts must do more to pursue those accused of sexual assault and rape. That's after a WBUR investigation found it took years to arrest a former Uber driver accused of attacking women he picked up at bars in downtown Boston. WBUR's Walter Wuthman reports on the reaction from Beacon Hill.
WBUR found four cases where women reported assaults to police from 2016 to 2018 with DNA evidence pointing to the same man, Alvin Campbell. Yet each time, authorities declined to arrest him and did not warn the public. After Boston police finally arrested Campbell in 2020, they found evidence linking him to as many as 10 assaults since the first woman came forward. Campbell has pleaded not guilty to all the charges.
My initial reaction is just frustration on behalf of all survivors who report their sexual violence to law enforcement.
That's Leominster Representative Natalie Higgins. She's a Democrat who co-chairs a task force on sexual violence. She says the state needs a unit to help police investigate assaults across the state.
I think this case really highlights the need for this, a statewide sexual assault unit that can support different counties, serial offenders across multiple counties, smaller departments.
Some police departments say state law bars them from telling the public about sexual assaults. Massachusetts is the only state that requires police to keep all reports and arrests confidential when they involve sexual or domestic violence. House Republican Minority Leader Brad Jones says that's a problem.
You know, it doesn't seem unreasonable to say, hey, we've had six assaults in the past 6 months. So please be on the lookout for or be careful about or whatever. Without necessarily saying, oh, you know, Mary and Susie and whatever were molested. You don't necessarily have to name names.
Another lawmaker filed a bill to review the state privacy law last year, but the legislature sent the bill to study in February, effectively killing it for the session. Westfield State Senator John Vila says he plans to refile the bill next session. Some lawmakers support legislation to make sure the state collects DNA from past offenders. That could help police solve more open rape cases and cold cases. Nationally, only one in five rapes reported to police ever leads to an arrest. Here's Higgins again, the state rep from Leominster.
We're signaling to the community that, you know, these crimes are not taken as seriously as others, right? Like, that's a big signal to perpetrators, especially to serial perpetrators, that they're going to be able to continue to get away with this.
Legislators have just 3 months before the current session ends. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Walter Wuthman.